it's generally assumed the Victorians didn't think much of children or of childhood. They should be seen and not heard, and if they needed to go out to work, well, tough luck. But then you think of Charles Kingsley's Water Babies and how it rails against childhood employment and dirty jobs, or any number of characters from Dickens whose misery he catalogues, or even Charlotte Bronte's Jane Eyre, who refuses to put up with whatever humiliation is heaped upon her. So how much were the Victorians as concerned about childhood as we seem to be? Well, Professor Sally Shuttleworth heads the Humanities Department at Oxford University and is the author of The Mind of the Child. Sally, why do the Victorians have the reputation of expecting children to be seen and not heard?
Well, that was obviously part of the picture. There was a very repressive regime, and we find it in elements of Jane Eyre, for example, with the Mr. Brocklehurst and the very stern attitude. But studying the literature and also medical texts at the time, I started to find a far more sympathetic vision of children and started to realise that although we think of child psychology and child psychiatry only starting the beginning of the 20th century, in fact, from the mid-19th century and 1850s, one can see all sorts of interesting concerns about whether children were overstretched at school, why they were committing suicide, indeed why they murdered. All sorts of issues that we find today were there in the Victorian period.
Why did it happen at that moment in the 1850s?
I think in part because you had those wonderful novels based on childhood, Jane Eyre, Dombey and Son, for example, David Copperfield. They started to think about what it was like to be in the mind of a child. And that was very, very different from the notion of children just being shoved away in the nursery if they were middle class. It was also part of the big growth of the middle classes, where the badge of middle class was having a child who didn't work. And so somehow childhood as a field, an area that had to be inhabited, was thought about.
Which are the most interesting and revealing characters in literature from your perspective?
Well, I think Jane Eyre, the child who answers back to the aunt and tells her that the thought of her makes her sick, quite wonderful, and that it's the aunt who's lying and mistreating her and not the other way round. Or Maggie Tulliver and the Mill on the Floss, in fury and frustration cutting off her locks when she's a child and then running away to be with the gypsies. Absolutely fascinating.
Segment 1.
Now, it's generally assumed the Victorians didn't think much of children or of childhood. They should be seen and not heard, and if they needed to go out to work, well, tough luck. But then you think of Charles Kingsley's Water Babies and how it rails against childhood employment and dirty jobs, or any number of characters from Dickens whose misery he catalogues, or even Charlotte Bronte's Jane Eyre, who refuses to put up with whatever humiliation is heaped upon her. So how much were the Victorians as concerned about childhood as we seem to be? Well, Professor Sally Shuttleworth heads the Humanities Department at Oxford University and is the author of The Mind of the Child. Sally, why do the Victorians have the reputation of expecting children to be seen and not heard?
Segment 2.
Well, that was obviously part of the picture. There was a very repressive regime, and we find it in elements of Jane Eyre, for example, with the Mr. Brocklehurst and the very stern attitude. But studying the literature and also medical texts at the time, I started to find a far more sympathetic vision of children and started to realise that although we think of child psychology and child psychiatry only starting the beginning of the 20th century, in fact, from the mid-19th century and 1850s, one can see all sorts of interesting concerns about whether children were overstretched at school, why they were committing suicide, indeed why they murdered. All sorts of issues that we find today were there in the Victorian period.
Segment 3.
Why did it happen at that moment in the 1850s?
I think in part because you had those wonderful novels based on childhood, Jane Eyre, Dombey and Son, for example, David Copperfield. They started to think about what it was like to be in the mind of a child. And that was very, very different from the notion of children just being shoved away in the nursery if they were middle class. It was also part of the big growth of the middle classes, where the badge of middle class was having a child who didn't work. And so somehow childhood as a field, an area that had to be inhabited, was thought about.
Segment 4.
Which are the most interesting and revealing characters in literature from your perspective?
Well, I think Jane Eyre, the child who answers back to the aunt and tells her that the thought of her makes her sick, quite wonderful, and that it's the aunt who's lying and mistreating her, not the other way round. Or Maggie Tulliver and the Mill on the Floss, in fury and frustration cutting off her locks when she's a child and then running away to be with the gypsies. Absolutely fascinating.